This is KUTX 98.9. I'm Lori Gallardo in Studio 1A. It's another family reunion of sorts for yours truly. I make it personal because it is personal. This is a band I've been following for a while, especially frontman and songwriter Sean Jones. It has been incredible seeing all the different kinds of evolution taking place. And now there is a new album out, Shake the Shadow. Well, guess what? They have a release show coming up on the 13th at Barracuda, along with Linen Closet and Dead Recipe. We're going to hear some new tracks from the new album. I'm very thrilled to have them here. Please welcome to Studio 1A, The Lovely Sparrows.
Saying, won't you keep me safe, won't you hide me? You can save a little spark if it gets you through the dark. But don't let me hear you saying that you love me. You should put all of your other gods above me. You could pray to me sometimes, but don't let me hear you whine. Don't let me hear you saying that you need me. There's only life for one, please believe me. Before you know that lonely magic's burning bright, you could see the glow for miles in the southern sky. And if it's artificial, baby, let it die. See the fire, you smell the smoke. Before you start to cry, you hear the jokes. When all your dreams have all been laid out like fake alibis, they stare you down in the shallows of the night.
Lovely Sparrows in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. We heard A Light. And, of course, The Lovely Sparrows features the talents of vocalist Sean Jones, songwriter on guitar, of course, Mike St. Clair on the horns. We have Mr. Greg Parsons working the drums, another LG in the house, yo, Lauren Gould on flute and saxophone, and Chris Cox on the bass. So glad to have you all here. I've been geeking out for a while now, and like I keep saying, hey, it's finally happening, and here we are, Sean.
We're finally here.
Well, happy to have you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Long overdue, but you know, I know it's a process, and this has been a big deal to see the new album coming out. You know, I was doing, of course, a little bit of a what shall I say, retrospective homework. And it has been a while. It's been a number of years. And I was just telling someone the other day that the music that I started sharing, that I started playing on the air,
right,
on KUT back in the day. That was off of the EP, Pulling Up Floors, Pouring on New Paint.
Yes.
And constant references to that. I am not shy about telling people I was witness to this transformation, both in the figurative sense, you know, seeing the songwriter, seeing the changes, and then quite literally with your old house.
Yeah.
And the flood damage, and it just, it was, it could not have been timed any, well, better or worse, but it just seemed to be parallel to what was going on with your creative process, with the music that you were thinking of, the music that you were listening to. What kind of changes do you feel have happened? I guess coming from a songwriter's mind, you know, not necessarily personal,
right,
although the personal is also entwined with that.
Sure.
What is the biggest change you feel has happened?
Well, I moved to Lockhart.
I moved to Lockhart
about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I think that's probably partially responsible for, you know, getting the record out. And Chris had been working on it for, you know, a little while. We'll just say a little while. Yeah, you know, it's kind of cobbled together over the last few years.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it seemed like a good time to finally, you know, hit the ground running again.
It is hitting the ground running again, because I didn't know when you'd be ready, or like, well, you
know. We didn't either.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. But, you know, I know you've been getting some other things going as well. You started going to school again. Mm-hmm. That takes up a lot of time. I don't care what anyone says. You can always pace yourself, but that really does take some commitment.
Yeah.
So I know you didn't make that decision lightly.
No, that took a couple of... That's probably, you know, I finished school, so that's probably why the record gets to come out now.
So you're like, yay,
yeah,
that's all done, and now here it comes. And, of course, Shake the Shadow is the title of the new album. You've got the release party coming up on the 13th at Barracuda.
Mm-hmm, this coming
Thursday night. And, again, that's going to be exciting. These are familiar faces to me in the band. But it's been, an evolving cast, but I know Lauren especially, I'm like, hello, Lauren.
Yeah, it's 12 years playing
12
together now.
Freaking years,
yeah,
baby.
12 freaking years.
That's wonderful, though.
Yeah.
And again, if I'm going to embarrass you even more, I do credit you, Sean, for introducing me to quite a few of the musicians that I know here in town.
Good
and
people.
Lauren being
thank
one
you.
Of them. Well, thank you. So,
thank you.
Do you feel the love in Studio 1A?
Feel the love. I can feel the love.
Feels so
good.
Feels awesome. Cannot recommend it enough. Shake the Shadow, name of the new album. And again, Thursday night is the release party at Barracuda on East 7th. It's going to be a great show. Sean, I think I've got time for one more, if you don't mind.
No, we'd love to.
All right.
It's a title track. Can you feel it now like a Holy Ghost?
Is it something else breathing down your neck? Can you shake it off? Can you shake it off? Or will you rattle along? It's just a rush and a push, and then you're gone. Straws and we tip our hats, we run our heads through laundry mats. But oh, my little field mouse, why can't you shake the shadow? I said, oh, my little field mouse, why can't you shake the shadow? When I was a boy, I found a snake in the garden. Striking through the fence at her imaginary rival, I ran to grab the rifle. When I saw you with the rain, but before I could reach her, I heard that rattle shake.
That's the title track to the new album, Shake the Shadow, by the Lovely Sparrows. We have them live in Studio 1A. Remember, the release show is coming up Thursday night at Barracuda. You don't want to miss out on that. A great lineup also with Linen Closet and Dead Recipe. You can get more details and ticket info at barracudaaustin.com. And again, want to recommend it, Shake the Shadow. Lovely Sparrows, I want to say thanks again to Chris, to Lauren, to Greg, Mike, and to Sean. Thank you so much for performing this afternoon.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
I was like, finally.
It's thank
been,
you so much.
You're welcome so much. Been counting down the years, Sean, counting down the years.
Now, it's been a lot of years.
It's been a lot of years, and happy to have you back. And, of course, some more thank yous are in order. Of course, thanks to our KUTX multimedia crew, Julia Reese leading this afternoon, assisted by Salvador Castro. It's because of all their hard work that you get to see these phenomenal performances in Studio 1A on our website, kutx.org, and at viewhouse.com. Of course, thanks to our producer for Studio 1A, Deidre Gott. She gets all of my favorite bands in Studio 1A, like the Lovely Sparrows. And, of course, our engineers, Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove. It's because of them, everything sounds fantastic in Studio 1A. I'm Lori Gallardo. This is KUTX 98.9.
Ooh.
our bed at night, and they wrap around our shoulders. We carry them around a while till the snakes turn into boulders. Highways laid out before us, yours to the mountain, mine to the forest. Two beasts uncoil in the middle of the night, two branches stretched out seeking light. At our feet, you said a prayer for me you thought I couldn't hear. But they say the slow poisons are the ones you'll never feel. Old impossible highways wind. Do your best to unravel my mind. The missing limbs continues to ache. A ghost of something.